Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Yisroel, Tavshanayin Vav. In this week's Parsha, the Torah goes through great detail describing Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satara. The Torah tells us that the Bnei Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai, and they accepted the Torah on Har Sinai. The Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Pei Tesam and Aleph, asks, "My Sinai, why is the Midbar called Sinai? Why is Har called Har Sinai?" And the Gemara answers, Shemisham yarda sina la'akum alav. Then from there, the hate for Klal Yisrael that the Goyim have towards us came down from Har Sinai. And many Mefarshim asked the question, why is it that from here sinna came down to the world? We know that the Torah is called the Torah's Chesed. Torah is the Torah of kindness. The tachlis of Torah is to do kindness. The tachlis of Torah is to do good for the other person. The tachlis of Torah is to bring good to the world. Why would Har Sinai and Midbar Sinai be described as a place where it is hateful? Yes, it's true that the Goyim hate us because of Torah, but why is that the way to describe Sinai? Why is that the way to describe the place where we got the Torah? One can answer that yes, of course, it's critical to know that the reason that the Goyim hate the Jews, that the reason the Goyim have caused so much tzar to the Yidden over the generations is because we have the Torah and they do not. An explanation given for that might possibly be that because the Torah was brought down to the world, morals were brought down to the world, a sense of order was brought down to the world. And of course, we are responsible for the Torah coming to the world. B'shasha Amru Nasa V'Nishma, the Gemara tells us that the Bnei Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, the Torah tells us we said Nasa V'Nishma. That we were the ones that accepted the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked all of the nations of the world if they wanted the Torah, and they rejected it. They didn't want to be bound by the rules and the laws of the Torah. But a possible answer to our question could be the following. Midbar, the term Midbar, desert, is a term when describing something that has no living organism, that has no living vegetation, that cannot produce, that cannot grow, that cannot reproduce. And that's because there is nothing there to help it grow. There is no rain. The seasons don't exist. It is only sun. And in such an environment, growth cannot happen. But the truth is that in such an environment, growth can happen. Because Midbar doesn't only mean that it cannot grow because there is nothing there to help it grow, but Midbar also means to the exclusion of everything else. A desert means that there's nothing else going on. There's only sun, there's only sand, and there's nothing else happening there. It's boring. And so too, when a person wants to be able to learn Torah properly, when a person wants to be able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs properly, it has to be to the exclusion of everything else around him. Yes, a person has to always be aware of his friends, his family, and try to do chesed. That's, of course, critical. But in order to get to that madrega, that a person understands Torah and has a kinyan in Torah, he's able to acquire the knowledge of Torah, he has to be singularly focused to the exclusion of everything else. If he tries to co-opt his time and his efforts towards another discipline, he will not have the correct approach to Torah, and he will not be able to be kaina Torah. Lahavdil, min alfaf havdalis, min tumal latara. In the non-Jewish world, we know that there's a concept of mastering a skill after practicing it for 10,000 hours. What does that mean, to master something after 10,000 hours? 10,000 hours means that a person is singularly focused and he does nothing else. If in basketball it means shooting one free throw after the other, or if in playing the piano it means practicing the piano hour after hour, day after day, month after month, year after year, even in the non-Jewish world, in the secular world, we understand that there's a singular focus towards one thing and focusing on that thing and giving it all your attention to the exclusion of everything else. And that's the way a person is successful. This idea of being singularly focused and being able to accomplish came from Har Sinai. Shemisham yarda sinu la'ilam. From there, hate, not hate in the traditional word understanding, that I hate something, that I dislike something, but that I have no time for it, that I have no focus for it, that it doesn't exist. When a person hates something, it's to the exclusion of him and to the exclusion of everything around him. It has nothing to do with him. He doesn't want to have anything. He doesn't want to come close to it. He doesn't want to be near it. He doesn't want to have any focus towards it. And that is what the Torah taught us. Shemisham yarda sinu la'akam olam. That the only way for Torah to be nikneh, the only way for a person to truly understand Torah is by being totally focused in the pursuit and knowledge of Torah. The Medrash tells us in Bamidbar Rabbah, beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, Kom she'ena oisa asma kemidbar efker, en yachal liknes es hachachma v'ha'Torah. Anybody who does not make himself like a midbar hefker, anybody who does not pursue Torah to the exclusion of everything else, in a yachalikness as a chachma v'ha'Torah, he will not be zeicha, he will not have the merit, he will not have the schus to acquire Torah, he will not be, have the schus to become a talmud chacham. L'kach nemar b'midbar Sinai. That's why it says that the Torah was given b'midbar Sinai. And that is because a person has to make himself hefker. A person has to hate, he has to disdain anything which can take him away from his singular focus of becoming a Talmid Chacham. A good Shabbos.